单元形成性评价五。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I can't believe that you failed your test. You studied for it all night long. How come you haven't gotten an A?
When I got to the test, I was too exhausted. I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Did you get to watch the play Sunshine in the Capitol Theater yesterday?
Yes, it couldn't be better. But I didn't like the people there. They always made noises.
It's raining again. The weather report says it's going to snow tonight. I don't like this kind of weather.
But it's going to be sunny this weekend.
You can sit in my place if you like a window seat.
Oh, it's very kind of you. But mine is right over a wing. I would be able to see anything. Thanks anyway.
What's the matter with you, Mary? You look tired.
I didn't sleep well last night.
Maybe a stomach ache or headache?
Neither. The noise almost drove me mad.
Second节, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead and please take the book I bought to my friend Sally.Tell her I have to study all the weekend because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then, I'll go with Dan. But it's a pity you can't come.
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead and please take the book I bought to my friend Sally. Tell her I have to study all the weekend because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then, I'll go with Dan. But it's a pity you can't come.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she's very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you're just delighted with the news. So, let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start on Monday. I am visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I'll need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well, then in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be good. Okay, see you then.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she's very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you're just delighted with the news. So, let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start on Monday. I am visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I'll need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well, then in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be good. Okay, see you then. Good morning. Can I see your membership card, please?
Well, I'm actually here to join the book club today.
I'm really sorry. There is something wrong with the computer. If you can come back on Monday, that's tomorrow, we can sign you up then, and we have a discount on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, but I have to see the dentist tomorrow, and I have a meeting to attend on Tuesday.
In that case, you can leave your information on this piece of paper, and I'll put your application into the computer tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which membership would you like? A one-year membership, a three-year membership, or a lifetime membership? There is a special gift for the lifetime membership.
Let me see. I think a one-year membership is right for me.
Good morning. Can I see your membership card, please?
Well, I'm actually here to join the book club today.
I'm really sorry. There is something wrong with the computer. If you can come back on Monday, that's tomorrow, we can sign you up then. And we have a discount on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, but I have to see the dentist tomorrow, and I have a meeting to attend on Tuesday.
In that case, you can leave your information on this piece of paper, and I'll put your application into the computer tomorrow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which membership would you like? A one-year membership, a three-year membership, or a lifetime membership? There is a special gift for the lifetime membership.
Let me see. I think a one-year membership is right for me.
I have such a busy day today. I don't know when I'll be home. Can you pick up our son from school today?
Oh, you have to speak at the High School of Science and Technology today?
That'll be finished by 3 o'clock, But then I have to go to the office and prepare my notes for my speech at the Computer Society's annual dinner tonight.
Well, at least your magazine article has already been written and given to your editor. It was due today, wasn't it?
Yes, at least that's done. In fact, it should be published sometime next month.
Do you think you'll be given time to eat tonight, or will you have to spend the entire evening answering questions?
I might be asked to speak as soon as everyone sits down for dinner. In that case, I guess I'll be pretty hungry when I get home.
Do you have any idea what time you'll be finished?
No.
Well, I'll have something ready for you to eat. Can you catch the last bus, or maybe you should take a taxi?
Don't worry, dear. That's already been taken care of. The Computer Society is sending a car for me. It's picking me up at the office at 6 and will bring me home after the meeting. I have such a busy day today. I don't know when I'll be home. Can you pick up our son from school today?
Oh, you have to speak at the High School of Science and Technology today?
That'll be finished by 3 o'clock, but then I have to go to the office and prepare my notes for my speech at the Computer Society's annual dinner tonight.
Well, at least your magazine article has already been written and given to your editor. It was due today, wasn't it?
Yes, at least that's done. In fact, it should be published sometime next month.
Do you think you'll be given time to eat tonight, or will you have to spend the entire evening answering questions?
I might be asked to speak as soon as everyone sits down for dinner. In that case, I guess I'll be pretty hungry when I get home.
Do you have any idea what time you'll be finished?
No.
Well, I'll have something ready for you to eat. Can you catch the last bus, or maybe you should take a taxi?
Don't worry, dear. That's already been taken care of. The Computer Society is sending a car for me. It's picking me up at the office at 6 and will bring me home after the meeting.
A Greek man said he missed the Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed just after taking off by mere minutes, in a Facebook post that has now been shared thousands of times. In a post called My Lucky Day, the man shared an image of what appears to be his boarding pass. When I arrived, boarding was closed, and I watched the last passengers in the tunnel go in. I screamed to put me in, but they didn't allow it, he wrote. The flight crashed 6 minutes after taking off, killing all 157 people on board. The man said he was transferred to the next flight, but was later told he was unable to board because security wanted to talk with him after discovering the plane had lost contact. A security staff member told me gently not to protest and say thank you to God because I am the only passenger who did not enter the flight, he wrote. Ethiopian Airlines said passengers from at least 35 countries were on the flight. The crash has led to questions about Boeing's new 737 MAX 8 jet, which was also involved in another air crash that killed 189 people 5 months ago. A Greek man said he missed the Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed just after taking off by mere minutes, in a Facebook post that has now been shared thousands of times. In a post called My Lucky Day, the man shared an image of what appears to be his boarding pass. When I arrived, boarding was closed, and I watched the last passengers in the tunnel go in. I screamed to put me in, but they didn't allow it, he wrote. The flight crashed 6 minutes after taking off, killing all 157 people on board. The man said he was transferred to the next flight, but was later told he was unable to board because security wanted to talk with him after discovering the plane had lost contact. A security staff member told me gently not to protest and say thank you to God because I am the only passenger who did not enter the flight, he wrote. Ethiopian Airlines said passengers from at least 35 countries were on the flight. The crash has led to questions about Boeing's new 737 MAX 8 jet, which was also involved in another air crash that killed 189 people 5 months ago.